relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
We are live streaming on YouTube, on Facebook. Quite a day already. Incredible figures for voter participation for Republicans. I'm going to go to your calls momentarily. So, William, Gabby, George, Abigail, don't go anywhere. My apologies to Judy. I had a Biden moment there. She didn't drop off the phone. I took her call, but it's been quite the day, so please excuse me. Now we have a man who, it's hard to know how to introduce him. Should it be professor? Should it be doctor? Should it just be colonel? I'm going to stick with colonel. He is the man who wants to unseat a swamp creature. He has served this nation with honor. Daniel Gade, Gade for Virginia. Welcome back to America First.
Sebastian, it's a pleasure to be on with you. We're seeing record turnout all across Virginia in the areas where we need to have it to win. This is amazing. And I think we could pull this thing out tonight.
It's a beautiful day in Virginia. The weather is perfect for those who have to wait in line because they don't trust the mail-in ballots and they want to secure their vote. Let me observe. I have, you know, been on your side. I have endorsed you months ago. You really got under Mark Warner's skin. The last 10 days, oh my gosh, the attack ads against you and that debate you had where for an hour he refused to call you either doctor or colonel and he called you Mr. Daniel Gade. How did you get under Mark Warner's skin so badly?
Well, it's the thinness of his skin that made it easy. So look, in three debates, about 3.5 hours total of debating, he called me Mr. the entire time.
Yes.
Never doctor, never colonel. And in the last 10 days of the race, he dumped in about $6 million in negative advertising. And what I'll just say to you, Seb, and everybody else is nobody dumps $6 million in lies if they're not in a real scary situation. And so I think what Mark found himself in is a scary situation. We're seeing it all across the Commonwealth that people are coming over. And if you know people in Virginia and they have not yet voted, get their butts to the polls, provided that they're Republicans.
Right now, you heard the man. It is about mobilization. It's about turnout. We've got massive, massive turnout figures in states, crucial states like Florida. You can make a difference right now. If you haven't voted, go now. Go now. Take your friends. Take those who otherwise are going to stay at home. Be prepared to stay in line until you vote. Don't let anybody deter you from voting today. It's the Commonwealth. We can win, and Daniel Gade could be our senator for the Commonwealth in the Senate. Daniel, I love the best advert. You didn't do any of this dirty trick advert. You didn't do any of the smearing.
No. Yeah,
you did one thing that was the best. You had an audio clip of Mark Warner, who was a businessman, I think, in Silicon Valley or IT, saying, I'm only doing this. I'm not going to be a permanent politician. I'm only doing this for a couple of years. When was that audio from, Daniel?
So that was from 1996. He ran for Senate in 96, and he promised Virginia that he would only ever run for two terms. He said, quote, I don't want to be a lifelong politician. And here he is, running for his third term. He's a lifelong politician. And get this, even his career in business, supposedly, but his career in business was actually a career in politics, because what he was doing was taking the connections that he made on Capitol Hill and selling them for profit. That's basically how he made $250 million. So the guy's been a swamp creature since he was a college student, and that's always what he'll be, and that's why it's time to drain the swamp and drag him out of there.
1996, he said, I'm not a professional politician, and what year is it now? 2020. I'm going to let you address the disgusting smear tactics he used against you. He got somehow a surreptitious recording of one of your events where you talked about masks and the misuse and the abuse of masks. Talk to us about the proper context of that comment and why you think Mark Warner had to resort to such underhanded tactics.
Yeah, I mean, just really briefly, I just made the obvious point that if a government is strong enough to make you put a mask on your face, it's strong enough to make you do anything, and that can be tyrannical in nature. And so that's literally what I said. And the other thing that he's been lying about is that I'm against people with pre-existing conditions. And if you look at me, you know, I have a pre...
You have a pretty serious pre-existing condition.
Yeah, and then the other piece is I've worked for years with people with disabilities, all of whom have pre-existing conditions.
Well, and in the Veterans Administration, correct?
Doing Veterans Administration type work, yes. And so it's just a disgusting smear, but that's what you'd expect of a swamp creature. And honestly, you know, I expected some honor and dignity in Mark Warner, and I discovered none. And that's been a real disappointment.
No honor at all. He served this nation in uniform, lost a leg in combat, then served as a professor at West Point. This is the man you must vote for the Senate if you are a resident of Virginia. Go now and vote. Dan, talk to us, if you will, about the stakes involved and how you think Virginia could be a bellwether for the rest of the country. How much has politics changed in the last 4 years?
Yeah, it's changed tremendously. I mean, and the Democrats have lost their minds. They want to stack the Supreme Court. They want to make D.C. a state. They want to take away gun rights. I mean, on and on and on. The Democrats have lost their minds. And so the Senate is where it all matters. And that's why I'm running, and that's why I'm happy to be in this fight, because this is where we hold the line, right here in Virginia.
As a former military professional, you're still a professor today, and I'm still waiting for that invite to come and talk to your students. I think you're going to have some fun, snowflakes.
Yeah.
If you win today, you're going to keep that promise to me, right? Promise is kept, Dan.
Yes, sir. I'll keep it. We'll make that happen. I'm proud of our friendship, and I thank you for being my friend. Just keep on plugging away at your Liberty agenda, sir.
Talk about the fact, as a military professional, a man who's seen combat, we have seen a very disturbing trend in the last 10 months in America of a normalization of violence by one of the political parties, and it's not the Republicans and it's not the president. What are your expectations? D.C. is boarded up. D.C. is boarded. I don't know how much lumber costs right now, but it is boarded up. Are you worried about what happens tonight, tomorrow, and for the next few days in D.C. and across the nation?
Well, the only way there's going to be any violence is if Biden pulls it out and wins. If Trump pulls it out and wins, because if Biden pulls it out and wins, the Republicans aren't going to riot. We're just going to go to work on Wednesday, you know. but if Trump wins, the left is going to lose their minds, and I'm deeply worried. But more importantly, I'm worried about the nature of a country that could resort to political violence. That is very disturbing to me. And so for my supporters, win or lose, and for the president's supporters, win or lose, I just call for peace and the idea of elections having consequences, and we have to live with our electoral choices. And so, you know, rioting and all of that is totally, totally not part of what we ought to be doing in a society like ours.
We have a social compact dating back to the Mayflower, and at least one side has been respecting it. Both of them need to tonight. Follow this man, Gade for Virginia, and if you haven't voted yet, get to the polling stations now with your buddies and stay in line until you vote. God bless you, Dan. Thank you for your service. I know you're busy. Get back to work. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Let's stay on the topic. We will be joined later by Kayleigh McEnany, but your calls, let's go to line one waiting patiently in New York. William, welcome to America First.
Hey, Dr. G.
Hey.
Following on your conversation with Lord Black, I suspect there are going to be two needs for federal force. Right now, the force of the judiciary, namely the Marshal Service, at least in Philadelphia, they're denying access to polling places of the various poll watchers, and they're getting away with it. And secondly, perhaps along line with a comment by the colonel just a minute ago, it's been some 25 years since the only intelligence to which I have access is open source, and I suppose I'm a bit more pessimistic than Lord Black. As a matter of fact, once in a conversation with Dennis Prager, I asked him that if he believed with me that Spengler was an optimist. I deeply suspect that the rioters tonight have at least one page in their playbook to something like the storming of the Winter Palace.
You really think they have the capacity to do something as strategic as that, William?
Well, in contrast with rioters in 1957, those people were fairly civilized. These people are drugged up. They're confident that they have the establishment, the DAs, the mayors, on their side, and they've been radicalized for a very long time. They are capable of, at least some of them, for doing it, even sacrificing themselves for the cause.
Here's my analysis as a guy who still has clearances and who's been looking at irregular warfare for decades now. They just don't have it. And here's my proof. When the president, when the mayors, the governors weren't interested, but when the president said, you're going to come after federal statues on federal property, you're going to get 10 years in prison. And what happened, William? As if by magic, the violence stopped. They don't understand who they're messing with. And they are amateurs. Hateful, but amateurs. But thank you, William. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting from the ReliefActor.com studios. Our number here, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Live streaming on YouTube and Facebook.
$2 trillion to build a more resilient infrastructure, roads, bridges, water systems, a whole lot more, done by certified labor. And by the way, no matter how many times Trump tries to lie about it, I will not ban fracking. Never said I would.
Really? Really, Sleepy Creepy? You never said you'd ban fracking or fossil fuels? How strange. Because we have this. Cut nine.
Will there be any place for fossil fuels, including coal and fracking, in a Biden administration?
No, we would work it out. We would make sure it's eliminated.
What about, say, stopping fracking and stopping pipeline infrastructure?
Yes, new pipeline, exactly. No new fracking. You got to transition away from it. Look, you're going to ban fracking all across America right now, right?
I would love to.
Yeah, I'd love to, too. I'd love to make sure we can't use any oil or gas, period.
But look in my eyes. I guarantee you, we're going to end fossil fuel.
I guarantee you, we are going to end fossil fuels. That's a fancy word for anything that takes gas. That was Joe Biden. If you haven't voted yet, you know what to do. All right, I have to make time for your calls, but there was a superlative. It was rather unusually short, but Tucker Carlson had a monologue yesterday that lit the internet on fire. It was more eloquent than his monologues are in terms of the philosophical content, the historic content and context. And if you missed it, you need to hear it. So just a little cut from Tucker Carlson's monologue last night on the stakes of today's election. Eric, play cut.
So many people that the crowd obscured the horizon. It looked like a visit from the Pope. When was the last time a political speech drew that many people? Well, the media didn't ask. Instead, they attacked the rally as a super spreader event. Trump endangers thousands in Pennsylvania. Okay, we'll leave the epidemiology to CNN. But the question still hung in the air. Why did all those people come? Why? They must have known that Donald Trump is the most evil man who's ever lived. They've heard that every day for 5 years. They know that people who support Donald Trump are also evil. They're bigots, they're morons, they're racist cult members. They know that Americans have been fired from their jobs for supporting Donald Trump. Not to mention kicked off social media, belittled by their kids' teachers, shunned by decent society. Only losers and freaks support Donald Trump. People in Butler knew all of that. But on Saturday, they went to the Donald Trump rally anyway. Why exactly did they do that? We should be pondering that question deeply as we watch tomorrow's returns and as we live through the aftermath of them. Millions of Americans sincerely love Donald Trump. They love him in spite of everything they've heard. They love him often in spite of himself. They're not deluded. They know exactly who Trump is. They love him anyway. They love Donald Trump because no one else loves them. The country they built, the country their ancestors fought for over hundreds of years, has left them to die in their unfashionable little towns, mocked and despised by the sneering half-wits with finance degrees but no actual skills who seem to run everything all of a sudden. Whatever Donald Trump's faults, he is better than the rest of the people in charge. At least he doesn't hate them for their weakness. Donald Trump, in other words, is and has always been a living indictment of the people who run this country. That was true 4 years ago when Trump came out of nowhere to win the presidency. And it's every bit as true right now, maybe even more true than it's ever been. And it will remain true regardless of whether Donald Trump wins re-election. Trump rose because they failed. It's as simple as that. If the people in charge had done a halfway decent job with the country they inherited, if they'd cared about anything other than themselves, even for just a moment, Donald Trump would still be hosting Celebrity Apprentice. But they didn't. Instead, they were incompetent and narcissistic and cruel and relentlessly dishonest. They wrecked what they didn't build. They lied about it. They hurt anyone who told the truth about what they were doing. That's true. We watched. America is still a great country, the best in the world, but our ruling class is disgusting. A vote for Trump is a vote against them. That's what's going on in that picture. That's what's going on in this country.
The most important words of that clip are at the beginning. And it may surprise you, but it's the truth. This election, most of all, isn't about the economy, isn't even about COVID or China. It's about love. It's about love of country and detestation. It's about how much the working class is detested by the quote-unquote American elite. America was built by these people, and they understand how Donald Trump loves them and this country. And that's why they're voting for him in ways that I think will eclipse 2016. Let's go to Abigail, waiting very patiently in California. Line 5, Abigail.
Hi, Dr. Gorka. It's so good of you to take my call. Excuse me. You know, I was thinking just now listening, then I got quickly to my comment when Joe Biden said America is an idea we haven't lived up to. My father lost his leg in World War II. How dare they? But anyway, let me get to my point. When we think of the open borders, we usually think about the illegals coming across, the cartels with their drugs, the Chinese with their fentanyl. People are licking their chops for Biden to be president. But what really scares me, what I heard about Paris, the first thing I thought of was Kayla Mueller's parents. What an 80-year-old.
You mean Vienna?
Excuse me? Was it Paris?
When you heard about Paris? You mean Vienna?
It was in Vienna. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Austria.
I apologize.
Austria.
Paris came after. That's right. The 80-year-old woman who had her beheaded in the church. And I thought for the horror coming back to those parents. And then I thought about the fact that once that border is open, it's not just going to be the people I just referred to. It's going to be the terrorists. And when you have a city manager in L.A., when those policemen were killed by the two officers in Compton, and you have the city manager saying, the chickens have come home to roost, with a picture of Malcolm X, that is their idea. America deserves what it gets. And if ISIS comes back, so be it. we deserve it. We had a Muslim, a phobic, whatever the term is, a president for 4 years. We get what we deserve. They hate America. They hate anyone who loves America, and they love anybody who hates America.
Abigail, you know who they hate the most?
Who?
Themselves.
Yes, that's true.
That's where it comes from. And this is why, you know, I'm not a good Christian. I try to be. If I were a better Christian, I'd feel sorry for them. Because you cannot hate the greatest nation on God's earth, founded on the principles of Judeo-Christian civilization. You cannot hate it unless your starting point is hatred of yourself. And that's why they will always eventually fail. Because our fuel is love. And theirs is hatred. Vote, vote, vote like your life depends on it. FDNY firefighter Stephen Silver gave his life while saving others on 9/11. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. I'm asking you to support this cause that's committed to honoring our nation's heroes and ensuring people never forget 9/11. Help Tunnel to Towers to do good. Donate $11 a month at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org. t2t.org. Thank you.
The only man standing between the radical left and your cheeseburgers. It's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Stand up for your cheeseburgers. It's important. It's what America was built on. Maybe it's a lie. I don't have a problem talking about myself. It's a little peculiar. So who should I ask? Who saw my Sky News interview first? Was it Shad? Was it Rosemary, the telephone operator? Was it Jeff? Was it Eric? Because I don't want to explain it. I want somebody else to explain it. Mr. G, did you see my Sky News interview?
Yes, I did.
And? Why should other people see it?
You should just dial in watching her facial expressions.
Oh, that's it. The facial expressions of the host. Because she'd been given a script to attack me and the president. And she had no idea where the points came from, did she?
And then she was very slow in the comebacks, too. That's how you can tell as well.
Right. Because she said, Proud Boys. Proud Boys! What are the Proud Boys? I don't know what they are. And then I told her. And she wasn't amused. Let's post it, guys. It was 1 a.m. I went on Sky News, and I ate their lunch. Go to Twitter, go to Facebook. I'm not sure I'll be invited back, so you want to see it now. It was delicious. 11 minutes of taking it to the fake news. Let's continue with the matter at hand and one metric of who the left is and what they've become. Don't call her AOC, even though her Twitter handle is AOC. Her name is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Well, we'll just call her Cortez because she doesn't like that. And this is her with Bernie the Bolshevik on her definition of victory. Play cut 6.
We have to do, you know, I'm already tired for the work that we already have to do no matter what the outcome is. But the fact of the matter is that the momentum is on our side and that we're winning and that we've won the generational argument and that millennials are radicalized. And
did you hear it? We've already won because millennials are radicalized. It's not about the country. It's not about justice or peace or equity. It's about radical politics. You heard it from AOC herself, And that's why we must win, why you must vote, and the president must win, and you must take all your friends to the polling stations and never get out of that line until you have voted. And just a little sidebar detail. Did you catch the beginning of her comments? I'm already tired for the work that we have to do in the future. Could you imagine President Trump saying that? Has he ever said that? Has he ever even looked tired when he's talking about the future? That's who the left are. He's been waiting very patiently. No, Livermore, he's our buddy from the tall grass. Ray, line four.
Yes, also your senior caller at large with my unbidden contributions.
No, with your senior caller at large without portfolio. How'd
without
you like that?
Portfolio, yes. Empty portfolio, nothing in it.
that means you can put whatever you want in it, Ray.
Oh, okay. I just saw an empty binder is what I saw.
Binders, he's got binders. Keep away from him. So how you feeling, Ray in Livermore?
Well, I'm going to give you my report from the ground. You know, in that lead-in from AOC, or I'm sorry, Cortez, calling millennials radicalized, I spoke with a young man today. I saw him pull into a parking lot with Trump flags and American flags off the back of his
brand new California?
Truck. Yes. A young man, a strong firefighter. And I asked him a straight-up question. I said, how come whenever I see an American flag on the back of a pickup truck, I never see a Biden flag next to it? And he said, that's because Joe Biden hates America. And
wow.
Just straight up, millennial. And I said, well, how do your young friends feel? He said, we feel the same way. We're sick of this lockdown. We want to get back to work. We don't like what's happening to our country. And so I would say that the Cortez does not have a lock on the younger generation. And there's other Californians I've meeting, and they're saying they think California is going to flip. Now, I've been here a long time. It could happen. I just drove past a house that had a large banner spanning across the garage door that said, recall Newsom. And it had the web address and everything you need to get the paperwork to download your recall sheet and get it sent in. So there are many Californians who are not happy with the direction that this state is going, Dr. G.
Look, I have said it many times. Anything is possible in the age of Trump. And Ray, so crucial. I got this from somebody else today, but it's true. Every single vote matters. And I'll tell you why. Whether you're in deepest Democrat California, whether you're in Massachusetts, whether you're in Vermont, if we win the popular vote, we've also neutered the left. Remember, it's the Electoral College have to get rid of it and the popular vote, blah, blah, blah. If you vote for the president, even in deepest Democrat territories, he can get not only the Electoral College 270, he can get the majority of the popular vote. And that would be fabulous. God bless you, Ray. Keep giving us the updates from the tall grass. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually works. If you tried everything else and it's failed, then you've got to try Relief Factor with its ingredients that attack the source of your pain, which is the inflammation. Listen to Deborah from Massachusetts. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. Don't you deserve to be the next Deborah? Of course you do. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. It'll be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do for 3 weeks. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you'll know if it works for you like it works for me, Deborah, and tens of thousands of your fellow Americans. Do it now. You deserve to find out. You've waited long enough. As the president says, what have you got to lose? ReliefFactor.com.
Knee deep in the swamp. First place in your hearts. America First with Dr. G.
People are getting suspended on Twitter, guys. They're DMing me. Come on, be smart, be smart. It's the battle space. Be there, but be smart about what you tweet. Don't give them an excuse. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. 15 minutes left. It's not enough, guys. But you can catch me 7 to 8. I will be with that great American, Eric Bolling, on his show, America This Week, across the Sinclair Broadcast Group. You can catch it in D.C. on WJLA Channel 8. That's Eric Bolling, WJLA.com. I'll be on with John Batchelor, the master of the long form, and so many other things. Just follow us on Twitter, Seb Gorka, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, Seb Gorka on Twitter. The webpage is sebgorka.com, also Facebook and Instagram. Let's go to your calls. Let's go to Dawn, Wilmington, Delaware, line one. I think her computer is malfunctioning. Dawn in Wilmington, are you there? Oh, Gabby, Philly, line two. Gabby? Are people busy voting? I think they might be busy voting.
Hello?
Yes, what are you doing, Gabby? Why aren't you close to your phone?
It's Debbie.
Debbie?
Debbie? Yes.
Mr. G, how can you confuse Gabby for Debbie? He's fly-swatting me. He has no respect for the fairer sex. Debbie, welcome to America First.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be getting through to you. I just wanted to let you know and let your audience listeners know about some of the games, I think they're games, that the Democratic Party is playing at the voting site today that I was at. They had a sign right when you walked in the door. It was a 3-foot, 4-foot sign about how to vote, the new voting system in Pennsylvania. And on it, it showed all the Democratic Party and they circled in where they could vote. You had to scribble in black ink next to it. And they had all the Democratic voter people who were candidates all put in, and they had in gray so you couldn't see who the other candidates were, who the other parties were. They just put in the Democratic Party.
We have seen various numerous videos. We've seen, I think, in Philadelphia as well, or in Pennsylvania, massive. It's like a billboard on the side of the polling station that's been filled out for the Democrat candidates, and somebody saying that's illegal. You can't do that. So we expected this, and that's why we have to fight, and that's why the president and the campaign has great, great lawyers, hundreds of lawyers, including Jenna Ellis. Thank you for your update from the field, Debbie. George, Arizona, line three.
Dr. Gorka.
Yes.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm a retired LAPD detective, and my oldest son is active duty LAPD. And I thought I'd give you a call. I've escaped from L.A., and I now live in Kingman, Arizona.
Very nice.
The reddest county in Arizona and probably the U.S. It's like a party here.
Oh, really? Give us some description. Why is it like a party in Kingman, Arizona, George?
Well, the GOP office here is so active. And, you know, everybody's got flags. I step out my front door. I've got neighbors. I've got eight people down the block here that have got American flags, Trump flags. They're spontaneous parades. People go down the streets on Stockton Hill, and they've got Trump flags, American flags. It's just a real patriotic feel. You know, I've been listening. It's been fun listening to you behind the scenes, and you're talking about what it's like to go to a Trump rally. Well, my wife and I went to a Trump rally.
Will you stay on the line, George? Will you stay on the line? Don't go anywhere because somebody's just called in that we have to talk to. She is Thank you. She is none other than the terror of the fake news industrial complex. Kayleigh McEnany, are you there?
Hey, great to join you, Seb. It's always an awesome time on your show.
Thank you for joining us today. You can follow her, Kayleigh McEnany. Where are you and what are you doing today on this day of all days?
So I'm ashamed to tell you right now, but I've been following the president around for 14 days. We've been 34 places in the last few days. I snuck home to take a two-hour nap. So I'm about to leave and head back to the White House, recharged and ready to go.
Sleep? What is this sleep you talk of?
I know. Hey, it's necessary when you follow this boss around. You know the president. You've worked for him.
Oh, yes. 14 days, 34 different locations. We saw the president this morning after his incredible, incredible series of events yesterday and the last few days at the campaign headquarters. Give us your take. How is the president feeling right now? What is the mood of the campaign today?
He's feeling great. You know, I was in with him this morning when we got briefed on the state of the race. We feel really good, but of course, feeling good doesn't matter until it translates into the vote of the American people. So a vote is still ongoing, and show up and wait in line. Even if folks tell you to leave, you have a right to wait in line if you get there before polls close. So the campaign, we stopped by, roaring applause for the president. He's in a great mood. He feels he's going to be victorious this evening.
And given everything we followed here on America First for the last 3 hours, I think there may be a series of very serious upsets for the media and for the Democrat Party. Is that your expectation as well, Kayleigh McEnany?
I think that's exactly right. I think people are going to be shocked. The polling, it could not be more off, more incorrect. And you see it when you travel with the president, the long lines, the people who wait in cold and in rain for hours just to see this president, and hear about all the work he's done for the American people. You see it on the ground, and it translates, I think, when there's long lines. Our voters, make no mistake, they will show up, they will vote. But Biden has hid in the basement, and I think his supporters are not quite as energized.
We're out of time, but I want to say one thing in the last 30 seconds I have. Kayleigh, on behalf of Americans everywhere who love this country, thank you for what you've done for America and for our president. God bless you. Follow this lady right now, Kayleigh McEnany. She deserves that nap and so much more. Upset upon upset for the left is what we expect. God bless you. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. Drug-free pain relief that actually works. If you've tried everything else and found no relief, then this is the product for you. Its ingredients don't smother your pain senses like synthetic painkillers. They actually attack the source of your pain, which is the inflammation. Find out if it could work for you by calling 800-500-8384 or going to relieffactor.com and ordering your 3-week quick starter pack right now. Then you could end up like Yvonne from California. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them has given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Don't you deserve to find out if you could be the next Yvonne? I think you do. I think you know you do. Go right now to relieffactor.com, order your three-week quick starter pack, and don't wait anymore. You can call them on 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
America First, magnificent.
5:55 on the day of the election, East Coast time. Latest exit poll, take it with a grain of salt, from CNN. Eric, what are you reading?
If this is an indication of what the fake news exit polls are going to say, then Biden's in trouble. On the big question of are you better off than you were 4 years ago, 41% say yes, 38% say about the same. Only 20% say worse than 4 years ago.
And add to that those who refuse to answer. If you haven't done so already, if you're listening out west, you need to go and vote. If you're standing in line, waiting to vote, and the polling station hasn't closed, you get to vote no matter how long it takes. You just cannot leave the line. You mustn't leave the line. This is it. We can trust the president to do what it takes if we do what it takes.
you heard Kayleigh McEnany. In the last 14 days, 34 separate rallies. That's his dedication to you. That's Donald Trump, the president's dedication to America. He didn't go to those rallies because he made money out of them. He didn't go to those rallies because of some ego satisfaction. He went because he cared and because he knows that he has work to do for another 4 years. And there's only one person who can give him that 4 years. And that person is you. And it doesn't matter where you are, what state you're in. It can be California, Massachusetts, Vermont. It doesn't matter. Your vote makes a difference. Not just down ballot, not just with the various proposals on those ballots, but also let's send a message to the left. Let's send a message that not only will he win, God willing, in the Electoral College, that system formed and built by true geniuses. But if we do our part, he will also win the Electoral College. God bless you all, my friends. We can do this. You can do this. The president is ready. Stay safe. Keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And now, more than ever, stay frosty. Here's my boss, the president.
And to those who would try to impose socialism on the United States, we again deliver a very simple message. America will never be a socialist country.